Countdown 100.9. Good morning. It's Kyle and Rachel. Welcome back on this Friday. We were just talking about this family a few minutes ago. But I am so excited right now that they're in studio because it was last minute. His mom, Lindsay's in studio. The 13-year-old boy, Nick, is in here right now. And if you miss this, this was all over the news a couple of days ago. It is the young boy who is saved by his pit bull, Ace. You're 13 years old, Nick. You have a pretty special dog, don't you?
Yeah.
How old is your pit bull, Ace?
2.5 years old.
Aww. 2.5 years old. So, obviously, you have cochlear implants. You took it out to take a nap. And then what happened after that, bud?
Well, I was asleep, and then my dog, he came in. He licked my face, so I thought he wanted to go out back or something.
And then
I went downstairs, I smelled the smoke, and then I took a deep breath and covered my mouth with my t-shirt, and then we went out back.
And your mom, Lindsay, that is absolutely amazing. We're so glad you're here. Obviously, unfortunately, your house sustained heavy damage, but the most important thing was saved, and that was your son, Nick, Lindsay, and obviously your dog is a little hero. I mean, how much does this mean to you? Where were you when all this actually happened? Speaking to the microphone, I apologize.
I was actually at work.
Yeah.
So my husband was at work. Nick texted me, and he just said, Mom, there's smoke in the house. My first view, I sent it right back and said, get out.
Right.
You know? And then he said, then I started to panic because, you know, he didn't reply right away.
Right.
And it was, I said, well, we had a neighbor across the street that we're good friends with. And I said, is he home? Go over there. If not, get out. Call me.
Right. Know? Oh, my. I'm sure you were just scared. Yeah.
So then I was like, oh, I got to call the fire department. So I called the fire department. And then, I didn't know how bad it was. I didn't want to risk it, so I went ahead and called him. But I guess there was a guy next door working on the house next door, and he had already called too. So
right.
And then I raced home, and I work downtown. So.
Right.
So what is the situation for you like now? I mean, I'm reading right now there's like $175,000 worth of damage to your house. What's the situation for you like right now?
Right now we're in the hotel. We've went and bought a few things,
That's hard, though. I mean,
washing our clothes,
so much.
What little clothes we have.
Can
every
I just
day.
Say?
Yeah.
Can I just say for what happened to you? I've watched several videos on this, watched the news, and you've had such a great attitude about all this, so optimistic and positive in all these videos. And I just want to say, God bless you and your family, Nick, and you as well, and your dog Ace. I mean, I think that dog Ace deserves treats for the rest of his life, right?
What stinks is he's not even with. He can't even be with us. We have to send him to family.
Oh, so he can't be at the hotel
for it. No, he can't be at the hotel. So we had him yesterday for pretty much all day, and he was running in the backyard and stuff.
Yeah.
But, Nick, what does that dog mean to you in your life? How much does he mean to you?
He means a lot.
Yeah, I'm sure.
He means everything to you, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You guys best buddies?
Yeah.
You probably miss him, too, because he can't stay at the hotel with you, right?
Yeah.
Aww.
Well, I'll tell you what. I know you guys have been through a lot lately, and it's not much, but we wanted to give you guys this to kind of try to get your minds off things. But we actually have 4 passes to Holiday World for you guys.
Amazing. We were already, before all this happened, we're trying to go to Holiday World for my daughter's birthday.
We were. Yeah. Well, there you go. So, unfortunately, we weren't able to lock down Purina Dogtown for the rest of Ace's life. But we were able to lock down a handful of passes to Holiday World, 4 or 5 tickets here. And we just want you guys to not worry about that and go
have
down, take your minds off that, and have a lot of fun, ride some rides, and have a good time. How does that sound, Nick?
It's awesome.
Thank you so much. You're very welcome. Thank you guys so much for coming in here. God bless both of you, and definitely God bless that pit bull of yours, Ace.
Yes.
He's the man for saving your kid's life.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you so much for being here, guys. Thanks, Nick, for being in here, buddy.
Okay, I enjoyed it.
Hey, we did too, bud. It's Kyle and Rachel on Radio 900.9.